Jobs was furious. He knew there was little he could do about it. Microsoft's deal with Apple not to do competing graphical operating software was running out, but he lashed out nonetheless. "Get Gates down here immediately," he ordered Mike Boych, who was Apple's evangelist to other software companies. Gates arrived, alone and willing to discuss things with Jobs. "He called me down to get pissed off at me," Gates recalled. "I went down to Cupertino, like a command performance. I told him, 'We're doing Windows.' I said to him, 'We're betting our company on graphical interfaces.'" They met in Jobs's conference room, where Gates found himself surrounded by 10 Apple employees who were eager to watch their boss assail him. Jobs didn't disappoint his troops. "You're ripping us off," he shouted. "I trusted you, and now you're stealing from us." Hertzfeldt recalled that Gates just sat there coolly, looking Steve in the eye before hurling back in his squeaky voice what became a classic zinger. "Well, Steve, I think there's more than one way of looking at it. I think it's more like we both had this rich neighbor named Xerox, and I broke into his house to steal the TV set and found out that you had already stolen it." Gates's two-day visit provoked the full range of Jobs's emotional responses and manipulation techniques. It also made clear that the Apple-Microsoft symbiosis had become a scorpion dance, with both sides circling warily, knowing that a sting by either could cause problems for both. After the confrontation in the conference room, Gates quietly gave Jobs a private demo of what was being planned for Windows. "Steve didn't know what to say," Gates recalled. "He could either say, 'Oh, this is a violation of something,' but he didn't. He chose to say, 'Oh, it's actually really a piece of shit.'" Gates was thrilled, because it gave him a chance to calm Jobs down for a moment. "I said, 'Yes, it's a nice little piece of shit.'" So Jobs went through a gamut of other emotions. "During the course of this meeting, he's just ruder than shit," Gates said. "And then there's a part where he's almost crying, like, 'Oh, just give me a chance to get this thing off.'" Gates responded by becoming very calm. "I'm good at when people are emotional. I'm kind of less emotional."